these are fighting force. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah, so that's why these things are there in the scriptures. So we can understand how to separate yourself from it. You know? This is the knowledge. Then one has to practice it. And then by that practice one gets the realization. Then in any situation one is able to apply it. Otherwise then one may find that, you know, sitting here, it, you know, works very nicely, and then when we get out there, and as soon as someone makes a comment, then immediately it's like, hey, what's going on, you know? Like that. So then that takes practice. Then we remember, oh yeah, that's right, you know? And then slowly we apply it, and then it becomes habit. That's why sadhana bhakti, it's practice. One knows what one should do, but one can't always do it. One keeps going and keeps practicing. Make sense? Anything else on this point? Or? You read that first.
What is bhakti? From the beginning, what is the translation for that word? What does this mean? In this, Babaji Maharaj was explaining in connection with Abhideya, so we just started. Can you explain more? Oh.
Means the, how do you call it? Bhakti means that devotion towards the Lord, that one is rendering service to the Lord for the Lord's satisfaction. That's bhakti. But because we are conditioned, we think we are the Lord and we're the enjoyer. So that whole, and that mood then has then created a whole set of, you know, just the whole gross and subtle body is adjusted around that. I am the enjoyer, and that's then created the subtle body, and that's created the gross body. So this knowledge then is the activities, the knowledge is then how to understand that so that we can separate ourselves from that. Right? So that we're not part of it. We're different from it.
Is this not Prayojana or
it's not?
It's only Abhideya bhakti.
Point is, it's the whole thing. It means these are aspects of the bhakti. The bhakti itself as a tattva is a combination between activities done in devotion. That combination is called bhakti. Right? Because you have the activity, the abhideya. When abhideya and prayojana are combined, that's the bhakti shakti. Right? But now, to perform an activity and have that goal, there must be a relationship and an attraction. So the basis of everything, of existence, is then the sandhini potency of the sambandha. Right? So without that, you don't have the other. But it has no meaning unless it's applied. You have a relationship but don't do anything, then it's not really a relationship. Right? Unless there's some attraction and some attachment, then the activity won't happen. Right? But the goal is that activities are going on, and in that then the rasa is tasted.
What is our goal? To develop the bhakti? Or?
Yeah, pure love for Krishna. That's our goal. Means that bhakti is the means, bhakti is the end. That's what's so nice about it. We may engage the material energy as a means, but it's only useful if bhakti is mixed into it. Because at the end, then the material energy will drop away and all that will be left is the bhakti.
Just proper to say that, when you develop bhakti, the end of this is prema, something like this, bhakti is developing.
Bhakti is prema, but it's just that in our conditioned state, then that bhakti is mixed with karma and jnana. like that. So if we understand that, and we understand how to apply that, then we can use that as a tool to remove it. You know, like the thorn in the thorn. You know, just as the thorn, by its pointy nature, gets into our skin, the same way with the thorn, we can take the other one out. So the same things that bound us, we can use them to unbind ourselves. Therefore, there's so much description of the material energy in the scriptures. How it works, how one came from the other. Right? It means if you see that the living entities come into the material energy, and you know what comes with them is time and false ego, and then it becomes, you know, charged. It becomes mahat tattva. So life is, you know, based on this, you know, ego done with, you know, activities done in false ego. So when activities are not done in false ego, there is no material energy. It remains as inert matter. And then you add more ego, right? And then out pops, you know, the ego. You add more again, out pops the intelligence. Add more again, out pops the mind. Add more again, and out come all the senses and all the elements and all these things. So we can understand is when if you remove the ego, the whole material world just folds up and disappears. Right? So those activities done in false ego is what keeps us here. Therefore, it's a useless endeavor, all these things, justice, this, that, for ourselves, for, you know, proper culture being followed and proper this and that, that's another thing. But that's based on the scriptures. But as far as our own personal thing of justice, and this one did this, and that one did that, and this one said this, and, you know, why I don't have that, that's just false ego. That's just going to keep us here more and more and more. So it feels very inspiring, right? It's, how you say, modern term, empowering, right? Material nature is empowered when the false ego comes in. Otherwise, it's just dead. Pradhana is just dead. But as soon as the ego comes in, it's empowered. So therefore, we get all fired up. Why this one did this, that one did that, it's ego, and we feel good. Right? We're empowered. The problem is we're empowered materially. So the Vaishnava thing is it's the other way. You depower, you know, unempower the material side, and then you empower the spiritual. Because the whole thing is there is false ego. So therefore, with real ego, that I am servant of Krishna, then you empower the spiritual. Then you go into the spiritual. Otherwise, with false ego, you empower the material and go into the material world. So therefore, it's up to you. Do you want to stay here to keep going through justice and all these different things? It means that you can stay here a long time. We've been here a long time. We can stay here more. Or do we want to get out? So getting out is a different thing. You know, it's a different thing. You know, it doesn't matter how expert we're able to ride the horsey on the carousel, you know, and how nice our horsey is and the other guy's horsey is not as good. If you want to get off the carousel, you got to get off the horse and just leave the horse behind. That's it. So getting out of the carousel is something different than being on the carousel. So that's the thing. If we're interested in the justice, this, that, and position and facility, great, but we have to be here in the material world to do it. And if we want to go back to Godhead, that's a different discussion. Therefore, we just have to give those things up.
What about jnanis?
What about?
Jnanis.
Oh.
They know the goal?
They don't know the goal. Their goal is only as far as Brahman. That's why everything else will be, if their goal is only as far as Brahman, means they don't actually understand Sambandha. And they definitely don't understand Abhideya. They only understand the Sambandha and Abhideya in relationship to their goal. So therefore it's not complete.
But still they have some bhakti. They have some devotion to their scriptures.
No bhakti.
At all, no.
That's just motivation. They have material devotion, but they don't have spiritual devotion. That's a different thing.
Maybe it's covered.
They've been covered, yes.
Yeah, like I understand that it's bhakti, like something spiritual that every living entity has inside, but it's just covered.
Yeah, but everything's Brahman. Everything's spiritual. Ultimately, the material energy is also Brahman. It's just been covered by a cloud, so it's dark. But it's also Brahman. Everything's Brahman. Right? But it's just that this Brahman, if you get entangled with it, then there's problems. But if you understand the nature of Brahman, then one's not involved in it, and so one's not affected by it. But still, that doesn't engage the living entity. Brahman is only Sat, which means eternal. Right? But the soul is Chit and Ananda also. So therefore the Brahman can't engage. So they can't have a complete understanding of the soul. So it's a partial understanding, but that doesn't make it bhakti. Because bhakti is personal.
Right? Since we are getting bhakti only by association with devotees, like
yeah.
Other entities maybe, they're not fortunate, they don't have it yet.
Yeah. No? Okay, so that is Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Samavidha Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jai Nithai Gaura Srinada.